Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 41 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about resources for children with autism. We all know children with autism need specialized, individualized programs put in place for them to make progress in their learning goals in terms of their academic skills, behaviors, social skills, and self-help skills. This is the reason why an IEP, which stands for Individualized Education Plan, is put in place for every child. I struggled to find appropriate resources for my son since he was younger. The community classrooms did have resources for kids to work at school, but not enough to send home for me to practice skills with my son. Also, commercially available resources available in specialty stores were too expensive to buy. I started doing some research in this area to see what kind of resources were available online for a fraction of a cost. I came across a site, Teachers Pay Teachers, also called TPT, accidentally 5 years ago. Thus started my journey of making resources for my son with autism. This is the world's first and largest marketplace with millions of resources. The greatest benefit of this is you need not be a teacher to sign up. It is totally free. You can create an account as a parent of child with autism. It is a digital platform wherein resources are sold digitally and you have to prepare them for your home or your classroom. They sell resources not only for special needs kids, but for typical kids as well, ranging from kindergarten to grade 12. The resources are sold in US dollars, but the biggest advantage is you do not need to spend any money if you can't afford it. There are tons of free resources and you can download and start preparing it right away. I have been buying resources from TPT for many years. I have bought all kinds of resources for my son, from curriculums to social stories, language, math, digital and visual resources, which have benefited him in a great way. That way, I had resources always available at my disposal and I did not have to depend on the teacher for me to get them. To make the resources, there is a little bit of money you have to spend upfront, which in long run is not as much when compared to the use you get out of it. I have a podcast episode I have published, episode 27, in which I give you tips to prepare your own resources for your child with autism. If you are interested in making your own resources, listen to that episode. There are a number of special ed teachers who have great resources on Teachers Pay Teachers, which are truly amazing to help a wide variety of diverse learners. There are a few of them I would like to mention, as these are the teachers I have bought stuff from. Some of the sellers I follow and buy resources from are The Autism Helper, Simply Special Ed, Breezy Special Ed, Live Love Speech, Adulting Made Easy, Adaptation Station, and many more. These are a few of my favorite sellers on TPT, but there are hundreds more available. I'm sure you will find something useful for your child, which you can print as it comes as a PDF and then use with your child right away. It is so rewarding to see your children progress over the years when you provide them with the right resources geared towards them. Due to the pandemic over the past 2 years, we all have been exposed to new technologies, which teachers have been using to help kids. Our kids naturally gravitate towards technology. This is something we can use to our advantage to reinforce learning and prevent regression. Over the past 2 years, there has been an increase in digital resources on TPT. I've been using boom cards with my son. They are digital, self-checking, interactive task cards. They require no printing or laminating, thereby saving you tons of money. They can be accessed on a tablet, an iPad, or even a phone. The first thing you do is go to www.boomlearning.com and create an account. Due to the pandemic, they are offering options to create a free account for parents and teachers. Then you need to purchase boom cards, also called as boom decks. They can be purchased directly on Boom Learning site or from Teachers Pay Teachers. If you purchase from Teachers Pay Teachers, you will download a PDF that includes directions for setting up Boom Learning account and a link to Boom Deck you have purchased. They are easy to use and once purchased will be stored in your library forever. There are tons of Boom cards available for free. Boom cards also help you to track data if you are a teacher, and if you need to track data, you can upgrade your account. I have purchased a lot of them. My son loves them and it has helped him to work independently. They are motivating for our kids and give them instant feedback. They are also self-checking. Some of them have audio components added to it. I hope that I have given you lots of ideas in this episode and information which you can use right away to prepare resources for your children with autism and watch them make progress. If you like my podcast, leave me a review and a rating in Apple Podcast or Spotify. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.